Good morning. My guest this morning is Rena Mehta from Leela Dance, a dance collective. Good morning, Rena.
Good morning.
This is Kathak dancing. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Sure. Kathak actually comes from the word katha, which means story. The meaning of that word is story, and the Kathak dancers of ancient India would travel from temple to temple, dancing, acting, singing, and telling stories of the great Hindu gods and goddesses. So the art form is from North India. Storytelling is a central part of the art form, along with dance, music, mime, technique, and rhythm.
Sounds fantastic. So you're going to be performing, you and the dance company are going to be performing on April 8th at the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University. What will your program be?
We are actually premiering a new work. The name of the work is Son of the Wind. It's a full-length dance drama based on a very popular Hindu figure, a mythological figure named Hanuman, the prince of the Vanara people or the forest people. And so we have 16 cast members coming in from all over the country and India, musicians, a live musical ensemble that's coming in from India to help tell this incredible story.
Wonderful. So you studied with a famous proponent of this sort of dance, right?
His name is Pandit Chitresh Das. Pandit actually is an honorific title, which means learned one. So his name was Chitresh Das. He was based out of India and actually Marin County for almost 40 years. And he actually passed away in January of 2015. And he's left behind an incredible legacy of disciples and dancers that are carrying forward the art form of Kathak.
And how did you first become attracted to this form of dance? Were you a dancer in other forms?
Yes, I was a dancer. I was a student of Bharatanatyam dance, which is a South Indian classical dance form. And I stumbled upon his classroom in Berkeley when I was a student at UC Berkeley. And, you know, he was such an incredible master artist and educator that along with me, he inspired so many to immerse themselves in the study of this art form and pursue the art form as a life path. So I met him in 2000, the year 2000, at Berkeley.
Have you gone into other forms of dancing as well as this?
No, this art form, I mean, each of India's classical music and dance forms is so profound and so deep. And, you know, they take a lifetime to learn. So one art form is enough. Kathak is more than enough for this lifetime.
Right. I noticed that you also presented a program of Kathak and tap, which seems like an odd combination. That was on March 24th and 25th.
Yes, March 24th and 25th. And they seem like an odd couple. But actually, because rhythmic improvisation is at the heart of Kathak dance, as it is at the heart of tap, the two art forms come together quite seamlessly. And improvisation and rhythm is the common language that brings those two things together.
So what's the best way for people to get tickets?
To Son of the Wind, the best way is to go to the Green Music Center website. Please search for Leela Dance, L-E-E-L-A Dance, and you will be able to get tickets quite easily through Green Music Center.
That should be have you performed there before?
No, it's our first time performing at the Green Music Center, and it's the premiere of a new work, so we're very excited.
Oh, I think you're going to enjoy very much performing there. It's just a wonderful place for all kinds of performance.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Rita.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.